And a very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from Immunutrition here in Madison and the Madison Healthcare Services. And Amber, you got some exciting news for us today.
That's right.
Yeah, you're going to fill us in on a brand new nutrition challenge that you're working on here. And, kind of kicks off here pretty soon.
It does. Yes. So this is in conjunction with Madison Healthcare Services, as I'm the dietitian working up there and in the clinic and the nursing home and with everyone up there. So we're going to kick off on Thursday here, this Dragon Fest week. We're going to kick off a fun 6-week nutrition challenge called Eat to the Beat. And it is loaded with great music puns.
Yes, it is. I can vouch for that. I've seen the list.
Music and vegetables. What better?
What more can you want?
That's right.
That's right.
So, like I mentioned, this is going to be about a 6-week challenge. We start on July 10th. It goes through August 20th. What you're going to do is you're going to get a bingo card. And these bingo cards can be picked up at the health fair. Muchas gracias on Thursday up here at the clinic. Mm-hmm. And if you are not able to attend that, but you have an appointment coming up in the next week or two up at the clinic, you can pick one up there. You can really start this at any point during the 6-week challenge, but you've got to get a blackout on your card. So you'll have...
It's not real difficult, but some of them might be, you know, a little tough for some of us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but that's the way it should be for...
Exactly.
You want to win prizes, you got to work a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. And there are some totally awesome prizes that'll come at the end of this. So if you turn your, at the end of the challenge, if you turn your bingo board in, it has a place for you to put your name and your phone number on it. You turn that bingo card into the front desk at the clinic, then you get entered for those prizes. So today we're just going to go over kind of an overview of what it is and get people excited about it. And then, like I said, I encourage you to come up to the clinic for Muchas Gracias. I think it's 11 to 1 on Thursday up at the clinic. You can get some food, just a thank you for being, you know, great for the clinic.
Direct access lab sale, free blood pressure and glucose screenings going on too.
So absolutely.
Lots of stuff.
There's lots of stuff going on up there. I'll be there. The providers will be there. You'll have lots of people you can say hi to, check in with, and those great opportunities to get your blood sugar checked, blood pressure, and a great sale on labs.
And like Andy Thole, the marketing director up there who we've talked to,
yes,
says, what's better than a taco? A free taco.
That's right.
And that's what you'll get.
You will get a free taco. Right. So, like I said, this is going to be kicked off that day, July 10th. And each week of Taco Tuesday for the next 6 weeks then, we're going to hit on a different topic that will clear off a few spaces on your bingo board if you're listening and doing the challenges and following through. So let's talk just a touch about what some of those challenges are.
All right. What are those challenges?
Well, let's talk about each week.
I've seen them, but I'll let you explain it.
Perfect. So this is going to be also in conjunction with some wonderful music, because who doesn't love the 80s, right?
That's right.
So our first week, if you're listening on the 15th, that'll be the first week of our actual challenge. You're going to hear Don't Stop Beliefing.
Beliefing, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Journey, if you didn't get
That's
it.
That's right. I got it.
Yes,
got
okay. It. And we're gonna say Don't Stop Beliefing in some of those nutrition basics. And we're going to hit on a few things that are really foundational that a lot of times we kind of fall out of the habit of following through with. One of the big things we're going to talk about is vegetables. So we're going to talk a lot about those vegetable squares, because there are vegetable squares on your bingo board, and some of them might be a little bit confusing to people.
I kind of had a feeling it'd be vegetables when you're talking about leaves.
Leaves, right?
Leafing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And follow the Immune Nutrition Facebook page during these 6 weeks, because there's some wonderful graphics to go with some of these.
I bet there are.
very exciting. So it'll be some of the things are really easy, like eating a local veggie. You can go to the farmer's market. You can grow your own. You can get it from a friend. So we'll have a few different ones that we talk about for Don't Stop Beliefing. We're not only going to talk about vegetables, but that's going to be kind of one of the key things. Now, the next one after that is Take on Meal Planning.
Meal planning.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows Take on Me, another great 80s classic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
But we're going to talk about meal planning and some strategies to do so. There's lots of different ways that we can meal plan. So if you're thinking about doing this challenge and you hear, well, I don't want to meal plan, don't let that turn you off. I'm not saying you have to meal plan for, you know, an entire month or anything like that. But we're going to talk about just a couple of strategies to maybe make it easier, make it less stressful, a little bit more efficient, a little bit more fun. So that'll be our second week. The next one is listen to your heart and leptin. Do you know what leptin is?
Nope.
Leptin is a hormone that our body has that tells us when we're full. Okay. And some people become leptin resistant, so they don't really realize that they're full anymore. So during listen to your heart and leptin, we're going to talk a little bit more about listening to our body's cues, what we're looking for, what can turn off those cues, and how we can start recognizing them again. Because a lot of us really don't pay attention to our hunger and fullness cues anymore. We've developed a lot of habits over years or decades that sometimes overpower what our body's actually telling us. But a key point of that week is balancing that with enjoyment, right? So I'm not telling you that if you went somewhere and there's a brownie, your favorite brownie in the whole world sitting in front of you, that you shouldn't eat it. By all means, enjoy your brownie. But let's talk about how we can. I know you will. Let's talk about how we can balance out the things that we just want versus what our body is telling us.
Okay.
Now, the next one is good old Elton John favorite. Probiotic man.
That'd be Piano Man.
It would be, yes. Yes. Might be my favorite graphic. Yeah. So really get excited for August 5th. That week, we're going to talk a lot about gut health. Gut health comes up a little bit, probably almost every week that we talk. There's something about gut health. But we're going to dive a little bit deeper into things that you can implement in gut health. There's a couple of different squares that you'll see on there relation to gut health. And one of them, again, is pretty simple. Eat a whole grain. If you don't eat a lot of whole grains, we can talk about how you can incorporate some really simple ones in there. And maybe you're already eating some whole grains that you didn't even realize. So we'll talk about how we can identify what a whole grain is. We'll talk about some of our other prebiotic foods, our probiotics, what we're looking for, whether or not supplements are worth the money, fermented food, all of that fun stuff. Gut health.
Yep, it's good. You got to protect that gut.
You do have to protect that gut. That's what Elton John always says. And then on the 12th, we're going to talk about fridge over troubled water.
Little Simon and Garfunkel.
Art Carbfunkel, if you will. And we're going to talk about moving past those disorganized kitchens. So what can we do to clean out our fridge, to make things a little bit more accessible, make it a little bit easier for us to make healthy choices or nourishing choices, make our kitchen a fun space to be in. This one's really just going to be an opportunity for us to talk a little bit more about kind of our food environment, because it isn't just the food on our plate. It's our grocery list. It's what we have in the house on a regular basis. It's whether or not we actually enjoy being physically in the kitchen. So we'll get that fridge off of the troubled water and into something a little less chaotic. And then our last week is going to be lean on me to get leaner. So this one is talking about body composition. I think you've probably heard me say a dozen times. Anybody who's been in my office has heard me say it. It's not about the number on the scale. It's not that that number is irrelevant.
I've heard you say that.
Weight is just not as big of a deal as a lot of other things. And one of those other things is body composition. So when we're thinking about, and we did a taco on this a few weeks ago, but if we're talking about how much lean muscle mass we have, how much visceral fat we have, how much adipose fat we have, we're talking about all those different pieces. It's more important that we pay attention to our body composition than it is for us to pay attention to the number on the scale. So that one's going to be for us to just talk about diving deeper into what our health means, letting go of that number on the scale a little bit, and just enjoying the process. And then at the end, if you do all these things, you get reward. Although the real reward is your health, right?
That's right. Well, your health and prizes.
That's right. Exactly. Yes. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. If you want to see the bingo cards, you certainly can stop by this afternoon.
I'll hold it up to the microphone here right now.
There we go. Yes, right, everybody, please take a look at your radios.
Right there.
So if you stop here outside the radio station this afternoon between 2 and 4, you can get kind of a sneak peek at these bingo cards.
That's today.
That is today, mm-hmm. Yes. And you can also get some lemonade. So we'll have lavender lemonade, regular lemonade, a little raspberry puree you can add in.
Be a couple of good-looking little salesman.
That's
selling,
right.
Selling you lemonade.
They sure will. Yeah.
Archer and Harrison are going to be out there.
Colton. Yep.
Colton. Too.
Yeah. Archer will be here for some of it. But
okay. Colton and Harrison.
Yes.
Yes.
Archer's an aggressive salesman. The other two are probably.
Yes. We probably want to keep him on a leash.
Yeah. We'll put him towards the end of it to get rid of the end.
Yes. Great.
Yes. So we're excited.
Get some lemonade and check it out. And then, of course, get your free taco on Thursday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So then we'll be reminding them about that throughout the week here as we cover all the Stinker Days and Dragon Fest events.
Absolutely. And make sure you check out that Dragon Fest and Stinker Day schedule because there's lots of fun stuff going on.
Yep. You're going to be in a parade, too, Saturday.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. Parade on Saturday.
The Nutrition Q92 Combination Unit.
That's right.
So come over and say hello.
80s classic rock themed. So
that's right.
Look forward to it.
All right. Well, it should be fun. Sounds like a lot of fun, Amber. We look forward to talking about it again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Amber Boyens with Immunutrition right here on another Taco Tuesday.